Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1718, Gary L. Hudson, trustee.
This is an application, to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to a CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.53 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 9 and 1,000 feet east of Route 5, parts more specifically identified as tax map ID number 235, map 30, parcels 27 and 28. For the benefit of the record, the commission had previously received an exhibit booklet prepared by the applicants for their presentation. That exhibit booklet contained a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed of the property, a survey site plan, qualification of Kenneth Christianberry, professional engineer of Axiom Engineering, LLC, a zoning map of the area, an aerial photograph depicting the zoning, letters in support of the application, a copy of the DLDOT support facilities report, a copy of a portion of the 2008 comprehensive plan, future land use map, and references to compliance with the comprehensive plan, and finally suggested proposed findings of fact. We also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They provided comments in the form of a memorandum on July 9th of 2012. And that memorandum references that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. I also have copies of the full-size survey site plan that the commission desires, but it's the same basic drawings which you have in your booklet. I can make that available if you so choose. And that's all I have.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine & Weidman. I represent the applicant, Gary Hudson, trustee under the revocable trust agreement of Gary L. Hudson, dated December 16, 2008. Mr. Hudson does seek an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 district to a CR1 district. The purpose of the change of zone is to operate a 5,000-square-foot automobile care center, as well as 8 existing mini-warehouse units and 1 single-family dwelling on approximately 8.5 acres, and this property is located on Route 9, and it's about 1,000 feet east of Route 5 at Harbison. Also in attendance tonight on behalf of this application are Ken Christianberry, Axiom Engineering. Mr. Christianberry will begin the presentation with an overview or a brief discussion of the engineering aspects of the application. And also Mr. Hudson, the applicant and owner of the property. And of course, he will be available to answer any and all questions that the commission may have. I will conclude the presentation with a brief summary of the compliance with the comprehensive plan. As Mr. Lank stated, we did submit a booklet in support of this application for the commission's review and consideration. At this point in time, I would like to introduce Ken Christianberry.
Good evening. Ken Christianberry, professional engineer with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. Just wanted to briefly look at a few of the exhibits in the book. If you have a copy of the survey, let you see that these facilities have been in existence for quite some time. I'm not, as far as the history, Mr. Hudson may be able to share a little bit more if you have questions about how long the buildings have been there, he could address those. The aerial photographs, the first one, exhibit CR1, is the one I have on the left over there. This indicates the zoning of the surrounding area. The subject property is located right there, sandwiched between a commercial C1 zone and a conditional use for a house moving company. When you look in a little closer, the area that's closest that's not zoned with any kind of commercial use is right here, and when you look at this photograph, it's a little easier to see. That's actually a power substation. So there's no residential use in the immediate vicinity of the property at all. It's all pretty heavily used commercially. When you look a little bit further down at the corner of 9 and 5, you have 3 property zones, C1 commercial, several on Route 5 zones, C1 commercial, several conditional uses, additional B1 and C1 along Route 9, and of course you have the industrial zoning over here for the chicken plant. So it's an area that clearly has trended toward development. In the back of your books, you have a copy of the comprehensive plan map. This is shown in a developing area. The entire area, both to the east, west, and south of the property, is all shown as developing area. So this was clearly intended by the county to be an area that would grow. We did receive a letter from DelDOT that states that given the uses on the property, traffic impact study is not required. Any additional uses would obviously be something that we would have to take back to them to find out whether or not a traffic impact study would be mandated. So the applicant is intending to leave the property essentially as and he understands that if he does ever come back for any additional use, he'd have to return back to DelDOT to see if it warranted a traffic impact study. I'd like to end with, in the back, near the back of the book, you have one, two, three, four neighboring property owners who have all written in letters supporting this change of zone, just in recognition that that is the trend of properties in the immediate vicinity of the application.
Thank you, Ken. Again, Mr. Hudson seeks to rezone this subject property from an AR1 district to a CR1 district. This property has been historically used for an auto sales facility, and it was an existing non-conforming use, as the use did predate the adoption of the zoning code. As Mr. Hudson now seeks to expand the non-conforming use, it was necessary for us to apply for this change of zone. These lands are located, as Ken stated, within an area identified in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a developing area. The developing areas, as the plan states, are often located near main arterial roads that connect major destinations within the county, such as Route 9. The plan does provide that the permitted uses within the developing area include commercial uses in selected areas. It also specifically states that portions of the developing areas with good road access and few nearby homes should allow for business and industrial parks, and careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and also to allow people to work close to home. Thus, it's our opinion that a rezoning of this land from AR1 to CR1 is appropriate and compatible with the goals and directions of the developing area of the comprehensive plan. The rezoning of these lands will also provide compatibility with the neighboring uses, which, as Ken stated, they include a wide range of uses from commercial, heavy industrial, medium residential, to conditional uses for various commercial uses. Thus, in light of those existing neighboring uses, any amendment to the comprehensive zoning map, in our opinion, will have no adverse or detrimental impact on those neighboring areas or uses. In fact, the applicant, as Ken stated, has received much support from the neighboring property owners in favor of this application, and I believe that a few are here tonight to speak in support. Again, this property is served by Route 9, which is a major arterial road, and it connects major destinations within the county. As Ken stated, DelDOT did not require a traffic impact study when it reviewed the proposed use, although they did say if the use were to change, we would have to come back to DelDOT and a traffic impact study may be necessary at that juncture. As determined by DelDOT with respect to the proposed use, there will be minimal, if any, impact on traffic, as the proposed use would not generate more than 400 trips per day or 50 trips during any peak hour. In addition, the rezoning of the subject property will provide a mixture of both residential, because we do have the single-family dwelling that will remain on the property, of both residential and light commercial uses, which again are appropriate in the developing areas under the comprehensive plan, and will provide for convenient services and allow Sussex County residents to work close to home. So based on the record and this presentation tonight, we do respectfully request that the commission recommend approval of this change of zone application to the county council, as we believe it is consistent with the comprehensive plan. And of course, we are available for any and all questions that the commission may have. Thank you.
All right, ma'am, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I understand it, our question has to do more with appropriate land use rather than what is currently being used there or what could be used there is what's appropriate. And my comment is, Mr. Chairman, that this appears to be a good infill of surrounding commercial property, and based on the materials presented to us in advance as well as the presentation, I have no questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Burles.
I agree with Mr. Johnson. I'm familiar with the site, and I have no questions.
All right, then. Mr. Smith?
Musketeers, I guess. No questions.
Mr. Ross?
I pass as well.
Okay. Mr. Lank?
I got to go for something, I guess. Could I ask a question of the applicant, please?
Of course.
You have to step up to the podium.
Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, I know that this is the primary.
We need you, for the record, we need you to give us your name because the tape recorder doesn't recognize your face.
Gary Hudson, Gary L. Hudson.
Thank you.
Owner of the property.
Thank you.
The service station building, the original building, how long has that been in existence?
I'm going to say about the mid-40s. Mid-40s. What'd you say?
Before your time?
Yes. We just come across some old pictures last night of the old pure oil pumps where you pump the gas up top and then put it in the cars.
How about the building to the rear, several hundred yards back?
That was put in there, I'm going to say mid-70s.
And that's used for what?
It has a body shop in it now.
But it was originally built for what purpose?
Storage.
Just storage?
Yes.
For your dad, I'm assuming?
For my brother.
Or for your brother, okay.
Yes. Up until my brother died, there was never no electric or anything even run back there to it.
Okay. That was my, I was just trying to establish a record of how long there's been business on that site. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No question.
Counselor?
No, those are the same kind of questions I was going to ask, so that's all I have.
All right, then. Thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application, since you've already taken a seat nearby. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1718 Gary L. Hudson Trustee? Yes, come on, step right up. You may have the floor. Give us your name, please.
My name is Wayne Hudson, and I'm representing three entities, different properties. One is the commercial on Route 5, the big red one. The one right across the street from this property, which is about 40-some acres, and between that and the church or the orange line, connected with that also. And the reason I'm here is we're for it. I come to Harbison in 48, and first thing I remember, one of the things I remember is that the garage was always there. It's always been taken care of, and no problems, that I ever knew of with any of the neighbors or anything else. So that's all. That's really all I got to say is we're for it.
All right, sir. We thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1718? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.